Oh my god, I'm like glistening today. We're telling your followers that you're alive. Honestly, I never. Donde está Fino? There he is. Request to join. View request. Go. Come on, Fino. Running on Mexican time here.
Bueno.
Hello.
How are we?
You're surviving. Excuse the noise. My husband's doing the dishes again. Oh, what is that?
I was like, I said the same thing. I was like, no.
You ready for Christmas already? Oh, wait. Do the sign in.
Hey, guys. This is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you are listening to Man in the Mill.
Lego. Ew. We have a lot to talk about.
She has a lot to talk about.
Are you not prepared? Are you not keeping up with what's going on in this world?
I feel like you're way more prepared than I am. The only thing that I feel that we probably connect more things is going to be the execution. Because the fact that happened, even new evidence being brought to light, and then still saying, you know what, we're still gonna go along with it. Really?
So what is the conspiracy theory?
I honestly feel that because it happened, that they really just wanted somebody to blame. I feel like they wanted to feel the compassion of the family.
I want to tell you my conspiracy. Well, there is a conspiracy theory.
Okay, go ahead.
So apparently, allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it that the reporter was doing a story on the current governor, Mike Parsons.
Okay.
Because he owned a gas station in the 1960s. Yeah, that's how he got. That's how he became rich. But he was selling bad gasoline.
Like water?
Allegedly, who was it? Because obviously, if he didn't do it, it sounds like what they're trying to make it sound like they framed him for murder. I don't know. But if this is true, he definitely had something to gain. You know how many people he's executed on death row since he's been during his tenure?
No.
Marcellus Williams was his 12th. His 12th.
See, I didn't think they still do like death row.
Yeah.
Like here.
Texas is big on it. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Because I knew that Texas was, and I haven't been in California.
And I was, but you know what's crazy is that he wasn't willing to pardon because what I'm struggling with is they say, you know, have faith in the system. You know, obviously now that we're a little bit older, we understand we can't have faith in the system, especially if we got a little melanin in our skin. But people of color are constantly being screwed over, but I think that especially Black people, they are always going to be disadvantaged to them when it comes to the judicial system, no matter what. I think that Texas is the highest
state.
Mm-hmm. And he asked for, I think his last meal, he asked for chicken wings and something else.
From Gus? From Gus's Chicken?
I don't know where he got it from. I'll have to look it up that is what it allegedly was. That the reporter was looking into Mike Parsons, so it sounds like maybe they had her killed. What is that?
It's my Dutch Bros drink. It's giving Halloween vibes, you see? It's giving spooky season. The light doesn't give it justice, but it is amazing and it tastes good.
I feel like I look weird.
Just a little.
There we go.
Ooh, you look so much better now. You look like the shirt that the people sell on Etsy's about with the moms, and they have like a little. She has like a little bandana on her head.
Yeah, with the crazy hair.
Yeah. Like I'm a mom, and you're like, yeah, you are.
I do wanna come back to the Marcellus Williams thing, though. I think it's important that we talk about it because you know, it's important. I know we say vote, but and I myself up until this election when we have, honestly, I don't even know why he's running for president, but, you know, we have Trump running for a second time, and just seeing how crazy the world is. Like, this is the first time I truly say that I actually have been paying attention to the politics mm-hmm. and trying to get a better understanding of it. So we have to vote the people that are going to work for us into power. Like, Governor Parsons is where he's at because he got voted into that position.
Right.
So we as voters have to step up and we have to voice it. It is crucial now more than fucking ever. Like, yes, Harris Wall, or, you know, this election coming up is super important. But honestly, I feel like government at the small level where we're at, you know, city, municipal, whatever, state, is more important. Because they are the ones that voice what we want.
Exactly.
I think that's why we were able to get, for the first time in a really long time, a Democratic governor in Kansas.
Yeah.
We've always been a Republican state, and now we have a Democratic governor.
Mm-hmm. So. No, for real. And I feel like I was speaking to that with one of my customers in regards to not just voting, but just voting in general, with how serious this election is, not just for who's going to run the country, but who is going to, for those local people, for like commissioners wise, because.
But you know, isn't that crazy? Because you said we always want to be better than our parents. Like, my parents didn't talk about politics. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't really discussed in schools where, you know, where it says, you know, learn about this, learn about that. You know, honestly, in this day and age, I needed a refresher about all three branches of the government and what everybody does, and well, this, that, and the third.
Well, it's not just that. It's just politics is something that people don't talk about because of, based off, but like, what party they
are. I'm not saying talk about it as in who are you going to vote for. I'm saying, you know, so-and-so is running for county commissioner. If, you know, it's really important that we vote, that way we know who we're putting in what elective spots, so we know, you know what I mean, like that's what I meant.
No,
like,
I get what you mean. It's just when you said and you mentioned that when we grew up we never talked about politics, but that's why I say it, is like, reason why I feel that we didn't talk about politics is because of people's beliefs of where they stand with politics, why we don't talk about church in a regular basis, of like where they're at. Because it just starts a big eruption with, like, with themes, you know?
It starts a big what?
It starts, like, an argument with people between, like, either a regular customer or if they are a friend. Right. That's why, like, when we ask, like, if there are any Republicans out there or any, like, big diehard Trump supporters, like, yeah, come to us. We want to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We want to have a civil debate. We don't want to come at you and go like, but oh, like, you're wrong, you're this and that.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, in this election, I want to know if you're a Trump supporter. Because people are like, oh, it doesn't define friendship. I honestly feel like it does.
You think so?
If you support
for me, I'm like,
fascist racist?
For me,
a bigoted, it's like, racist? Someone who has blatantly spoken out loud that he wants a white national country, you're going to vote for a man. Nazi sent me this video the other day, that, and it reminded me about that conversation the first time he ran. You know, if you vote for Trump, you are going to be known as the person who aligns their views with the KKK.
Is that a girl? A woman? Who you're talking about?
Yeah.
I seen that same one.
Yes.
He sent it to me.
But for you to blatantly sit up there and say, like, and sometimes, because I'll be on TikTok and I'll scroll and he'll come on one of his rallies and I'll sit and I'll listen and I'll, because I'm genuinely curious to see, okay, you know, maybe I'm jumping the gun, because you know me, I'm nosy, I'm gonna see, okay, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, I'll sit and I'll watch for a good 15-20 minutes. My brain bleeds because what he says does not make sense. First of all, he doesn't talk about any of his policies. He spends the entire time during his rallies insulting people, degrading people, bullying people. Like, he'll get asked serious and questions that people want to know the answers to. He'll insult them. He'll say, get him out of here, I'm not gonna answer your fucking question. Or he'll skirt around the answer and never say, he'll say like, oh well, you know, Kamala didn't do anything for the economy, Kamala this, that, and the third. When I was president, we had that wasn't the question, sir. Answer the question.
And also, you were president, you weren't a vice president, you had more power than with the president.
So yes, I am gonna question those people who say they're voting for Trump, because at this point, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you voting for someone who has time and time and time and time and time again shown you, A, he's not fit. He wasn't fit to be president the first time. People said that people, when Trump was in office, everybody feared America. No, we were literally the laughingstock worldwide. World fucking wide, we were the laughingstock.
I mean, technically he didn't win. When he won by election. Technically he didn't win the votes. He won the electoral college vote.
It doesn't matter. But when he was president, I don't care about electoral votes. I'm talking about when he was in office. People said that America was feared during that time. America was not feared. We were a fucking laughingstock. We're still a fucking laughingstock. People say that, you know, everybody across the seas looks at us and it's like we're reality fucking TV, everything that's going on. Like, can you believe it? Can you seriously believe it? Did you know there was another, a couple weeks ago, there was a mass shooting in Alabama?
No, I didn't hear about that.
There was another one in Kentucky. And the same kind of weapon, AR-15. Like, why are we still having this discussion about AR-15s? I want to own a gun. Regardless of who wins this November, I'm going to get a gun. Because you know why? People are fucking crazy. Are crazy. If you don't vote for Trump, they threaten you. Threaten you.
Yeah.
So, either way, shit's going to hit the fan. If he gets in office, everybody that is fueled by racism and hatred and bigotry and fascism, all of that, because now they have someone in power that agrees with their ideology. He is saying the quiet part out loud. He is saying what white people have felt all the fucking long, but they were just too fucking afraid to say it. Too fucking afraid to say it. Marcellus Williams was literally fucking killed on Tuesday. Innocent until proven guilty. He was not innocent beyond a reasonable doubt. And they chose to prosecute him. They chose to fucking prosecute him. I feel like people are becoming a lot more blatant with their racism. Like, they don't give a fuck anymore. Record me. I don't care. Yeah. Like, at this point, it just feels like a, you know,
like the college student?
Oh, don't even get started on that, because I was pissed. I deleted my posts.
What did you say?
It was fake.
What was fake?
The white boys holding him down and carving the N-word across his chest.
It was fake?
Fake.
He made it up?
And you know what? I should have went with my gut fucking instinct, Fino, because I was reading the article and it wasn't making sense to me why the family didn't want to press charges. And it wasn't making sense to me why they were like, well, we're going to let the school handle it. Like, it wasn't clicking in my head, right? I think I was just so appalled at the idea of his white teammates holding down a black student and carving the N-word in his chest. I think I was so tunnel visioned by that even though in the back of my mind, I'm like, this does not fucking sound right, I still went with the story. No, come to fucking find out, he was doing some not so nice things on the team. He got kicked off the team. And so him and those students all came together with that bright idea to do the thing with the box cut.
Why would you do that for?
I don't even think he thought this true. Like, now forever, he is going to have a scar across his chest, unless he gets a fat-ass fucking tattoo that says the N-word.
Why would he even do that? That's right. So... Like, what were you thinking?
Right!
I know. That's crazy. I didn't catch your follow-up to that
Well, I didn't post a follow-up because I was so mad. I literally, as soon as I found out about it, I deleted all the posts.
Okay.
I deleted the link on both the pages.
Damn. The fact that he went through all this. Pause. Like, you were that pissed.
Hey, was Dollar Tree got the snack, though. These? This is a cherry, wildberry, red apple, and raspberry. It's the Rippin' Red. But these?
Bomb? Chili pineapples?
These are so good.
She be finding the deals, everybody.
And it's like mostly like natural ingredients. It's just pineapple, chili blend, and salt, and citric acid and water. That's it. $1. I'm not going to tell you which dollar store, though, because I don't want y'all fuckers taking my shit.
And if you listen to us nationwide, it's a Dollar Tree.
chose Worldwide.
No, I'm saying like, but national wise, like if you're gonna listen to us, go to Family Dollar.
Hello.
I mean, go to Dollar Tree.
Hello, hello. But yes, those pineapple con chile, chef's kiss. I wanted to talk about the Cybertrucks.
The Cybertrucks.
The Tesla Cybertrucks.
Okay, go ahead.
Indestructible Tesla Cybertrucks. Did you hear about the one that self-destructed at the end of August?
No.
So this happened in Harlington, Texas. It took the firefighters an hour and a half to put out the car, and it self-combusted with the driver in it.
No. What? That's crazy.
And because it was a lithium battery, that's why it took them an hour and a half.
It's so the driver didn't make it?
The Cybertruck was alone. There was no other vehicles. It's unclear how the driver happened to hit the fire hydrant, but the result was clear. Okay. So but still, an hour and a half. I think I'm confusing this with a different story. I think I'm confusing it about the one that self-combusted and it was fell into a ditch.
Okay.
But even so, people are buying these Cybertrucks because they're considered like self-destructive. And I'm on that side of TikTok where it'll be like, yeah, it's undestructive. And people will like run up on the windshield because, you know, the windshield is supposed to be like not breakable or whatever. And the windshield will crack.
Hi, Jasmine.
Or they'll do there was a one where the Cybertruck went over like a fence because it's supposed to be indestructible. And the wooden fence punctured underneath the engine. So now it was like leaking everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, now I know
what
you're talking about. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you were talking about an Amazon truck, like electrical truck. You're talking about them, about the black trucks. I know you're talking about now.
The ones that look like little roaches.
Yeah. Did you hear about the lady who got locked out of her car with
yes,
her kid inside?
Her baby was in the car, right?
Yeah. In 103 degree weather. Aww. But yes. But oh, also, I know it's a little late, but happy National Daughter Day to all the daughters out there.
Oh, and then happy belated birthday to Rosa.
Oh,
she
24 years old. Damn.
One of our number one listeners.
Okay.
De nada.
Another true.
Did you hear that they discovered a new planet that's twice as big as Earth?
Yes, but that's pretty been talked. That's been talked about years ago.
No, this just came out.
It was called Earth Number 2.
This came out in May of this year.
I heard it years ago.
No, so the so-called super Earth, they're calling it 55 Cancri-E. I want to see how big it is.
Two times is what they said.
Oh, this guy's from the University of Kansas. It says it's possible the firmest evidence yet that this planet has an atmosphere.
An atmosphere. The celebrity.
According to Ian Crossfield, an astronomer at the University of Kansas who studies exoplanets and was not involved with the research.
Crystal. If you're still here, tell me about the event. Tell me about the event this weekend. Where it's at? I forgot.
Ooh, there's an event this weekend.
There is. Her husband's family has I don't want to say a food truck because they don't have a truck itself, but they go to
stand.
They were just at a Filipino event, and their food. They had their food there. It was really good.
Like
I liked it.
A stand, right? Like a food stand.
Yeah. But it's. It's going to be somewhere. She told me about it this weekend, and I can't get out of my phone to go to it.
Speaking of planets, though, we're going to have an extra moon.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have all kinds of extra shit.
Okay.
Hold on.
So, it's going to be...
new mini moon will orbit our planet for the next 2 months.
Oh, we're going to have an extra moon up for the next 2 months from now?
So this article was published September. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Earth is at, and this is an article according to Life livescience.com. Earth is set to gain another moon by the end of the month. A small asteroid. Is it a moon or an asteroid? Or is the moon an asteroid? That will be
snarled by its
gravity until the end of the year, says scientists. Ooh, Chamoy Boy. I haven't had any of their gushes in a long time. The mini moon, which they're calling 2024 PT5, was spotted by the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. Wow. Atlas on August the 7th. It says the space rock will make one complete orbit around our planet between September 29th and November 25th before escaping Earth's gravity. Yet, despite the 57-day closed flyby, the asteroid will be hard to spot as it's just 33 feet wide.
That's not that big. It's going to be like a little star. A little peck of dust.
Telescope. I want like one of them big telescopes, you know, that you can like find the planet. You know what?
Like the one from the Walk to Remember?
Yeah.
No, we know. We've been keeping up with Chamoy Boy for a couple of years now.
We love Chamoy Boy.
I just haven't been able to see him because he has his new Chamoy bottle, and he was going to give us the bottle so we can like review it, but we never been able to click together. But if he's there this weekend, I could definitely go ahead and try it out. But it's going to be at the Harris Casino from 2 to 10. And it's a music and food festival. So go check it out this Saturday, you guys.
Ooh, like, maybe we should go. I don't got nothing to do.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, my bad.
We'll see if I have time. What else was I going to say? Fashion Week was in Paris this weekend, mm-hmm. or this week. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of celebrity there. L'Oreal had their fashion walk, and Belinda was there, and she fell.
Belinda fell?
Yes, but Anita was generous and kind, and it helped her pick up, but after the show, she started crying because she felt that she embarrassed herself, but oh. It's been good. The Kardashians are there as well.
Nobody cares about the Kardashians, which I heard that their house got raided.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear that.
The Diddy thing, allegedly.
1,000 bottles of baby oil.
Well, hold on, though, because they're thinking that the baby oil was containing something else, like the date rape drug.
Oh, really?
Allegedly. I'm not trying to get sued. Supposedly, allegedly, I heard. Rumor has it.
I feel bad for the publicity that Justin Bieber's getting right now because of everything. Of like how he went to the camp and then how we grew up and grew up in that spotlight with him, was there for like a whole month. I'm like, damn, not JD.
But maybe a part of him knew that once this shit hit the fan, it was gonna be bad.
I don't know.
Cause remember we talked about it. There was an alleged video of him doing the bop, the bop with Odell Beckham Jr. in the club.
I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see that.
Trey Songz was recording him.
Not Trey Songz. Not Mr. Panty Dropper. Oh.
No, fuck him. He's weird. What was I gonna look up?
I don't know. You didn't say nothing. What was I gonna say? The Fashion Week happened.
The Kardashians
getting raided. The Chiefs are on a good winning streak. They're 3-0.
Like, oh yeah, they are.
I'm not surprised. So I mean, it's going pretty good. It was weird because when I was actually watching the game on Sunday, and the Browns, was it the Browns?
No, this is fake news. Don't listen to me.
I won't. I don't listen to you when it comes to the Kardashians. But the team, the Falcons were winning, and my brother goes, maybe they're going to lose. And I'm like, if you think that, you don't know Patrick. I go, he has tricks up his sleeve. They're going to come up on top.
I don't know. I don't feel like that was his best game.
You don't think so? I think everybody was off. It was off because they're talking about Travis like he was just down and sad.
Are you going to watch his shows coming out on FX?
No, I'm not. I don't like him as an actor.
How do you know what he acts in?
What he acts in?
Yeah.
Whenever he was on SNL, he was acting his little parts. I know it's different from my actual TV show.
That was a skit, though.
I'm still gonna judge. If you guys can judge J-Lo on her movies and her singing, then I can judge Travis on his skit in his TV television.
That was a skit. We're talking about J-Lo's umpteenth years of career. She's so shitty.
It doesn't matter. If you guys can come for her, then I'm gonna come for Travis, even though I love the man.
It's like saying that somebody who's been playing professional soccer for 10 plus years compared to a newbie who's just in the game. Like, what? Like, are you, like, that is like apples and oranges, sir. Like, you cannot compare. You seriously cannot compare.
They do it with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes all the time.
Huh?
They do it with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes all the time.
With what?
Tom Brady was out there killing the game for years, but yet Patrick Mahomes coming like, oh, he's the best. He's good.
What the fuck are you talking about? We're talking about stepping outside of your current career to establish something. You saw him in an SNL skit. This is going to be a full-blown television show.
It's
not the same.
I'm not going to watch it.
And then to bring in J-Lo. J-Lo, who's been doing this for fucking years, and she still fucking sucks.
She does not.
Like, okay.
I can give up at least two movies where you said, oh, yeah, she did good in.
Yeah,
and you're going to agree.
Because I grew up watching enough.
So don't say that. Don't say that she's bad. I'm just simply saying my
everybody
opinion.
Has a good day. Everybody has a good day. That was her good day.
Travis, I will not be watching your new show. I'm sorry. The commercial didn't look good, and I am not going to watch it. Plus, I'm scared of... I don't like horror TV. That's why I haven't watched Kim Kardashian and the American Horror Story. Because it's too dark for me.
Hurricane Helen? Helen?
Did you see what it... whenever it hit Cancun, it was going... I was like... you're going to come for me on it, but I wish I was there.
Because they just upped it to a Category 4.
American Horror Story went to trash.
So, and they're telling people to evacuate, and they're saying that if you choose to stay, this is a non-survival hurricane if you choose to stay.
In the United States or in Mexico?
In Florida, fool!
Well, it was in Mexico right now. That's why I'm just asking the questions. My bad.
Hit landfall in 4 hours. It's gonna hit tracks north towards the Florida panhandle. The eye around, which is the most dangerous and life-threatening conditions, is expected to make landfall this evening. You can track Helen's path on CNN's storm tracker. This is really scary. And guess who they have as governor?
DeSantis.
Yeah, good luck with that.
He should just float away with the air. Let him go. I feel like they use Kardashians to make it good again, but I don't think so. They have a season 2 of it. I think from what I hear is that she did really good.
Oh, wow. The Cowboys are winning. They're beating the Giants 14-9.
I'm not shocked. The Giants suck.
Aren't the Cowboys on a losing streak right now, though?
Oh, I don't even know.
Which I'd be watching my nephew's football games. He's in middle school. I be getting
you the plates. You said, yo, 5, is he 5'2"?
52, yeah.
Okay. You said, yo, go 5'2".
Uh-huh. I'm so loud. I love it. He loves it, though. He loves it.
That's good.
I mean, I do it regardless because, you know, I am that tia that I'll be loud. I don't care if you're getting embarrassed. I'm going to be loud.
They'd be like, shut up over there. No, like, remember The Blind Side?
They be getting a little too...
Too rough?
Not rough. It's just, like, yesterday I kept having to ask Bryson. I'm like, we're at a middle school football game, right? Like, there was a point where one of the parents on our side was yelling over to the other side, talking about way to show good or way to show sportsmanship, Bob, or I don't fucking know what his name was, because the other team had fouled our team. And I'm just like, that was unnecessary, sir. These are little kids, like. And it's just like that unnecessary banter against the kids on the football field. Like,
yeah.
It is not necessary for you to be yelling these obscenities. Like, they're not going to the NFL. Like, this is fucking 6th grade, 7th grade fucking football. Like, chill out. I mean, that's how I feel about, like, when we go on Amara's rec team. Like, these parents on the sideline take it too seriously. I'm like, this is rec. This is for them to know what direction to kick the ball in. Like, you know what I mean? This is fun. It's supposed to be fun and a good time. And it's like, you know what
Speaking
I mean?
About sports, have you watched the American Sports Stories with Aaron Hernandez?
No.
Please watch it. Please watch it. It's not bad. It's really good. It is really good.
I'll think about it.
It starts off, I don't know, like, I feel like with his, I don't know, because I don't know his story, and I wish, I'm hoping that there's a book out there about his life. But
who's gonna write it?
Huh?
Who's gonna write it?
A family member, you know, someone who wants to make an easy buck. But no, it's just like, I want to be able to know a different side of who he was. Because I feel like what I know just about him is just based off the, about like the newscast, television, and just like how he played football for the Patriots for a little while. But because what I'm getting from, like, because he went to school, he went to college with Cam Newton, with Tim Tebow, with, oh, there was another one. I forgot his name. He wasn't very, his last name was Isaiah's, but he went to where these other people, or these other football players, and now they're stars, and they're well, like, they're what do you call people who are household names? And so it just, it was good. It just started about his life. I really am ashamed that he wasn't comfortable with his sexuality only because he wanted to make his father proud, is what I got from the first three episodes. But it's just, I don't know. It just,
okay?
He was, I feel like he was DL. Because these last three episodes,
where
the
did
first
he get
three
proof
episodes,
of that?
That's why I'm saying I wish I want to be able to find.
I don't like that. I already don't like that. Like, how are they going to make assumptions about
I want it, so that's why I'm like, I want to hear another side of it. I want to see like another
that's not right.
perspective of it.
For them to insinuate that, if they have like no concrete proof to insinuate that he may have been on the DL and he can't defend himself nor speak up on that,
yeah.
See, that already is a turn off to me.
So I was just like, damn, I wanted to see that side. But then, so after I'm done with that, because it's a weekly show, so I can't watch all the episodes at once, I low-key want to watch Monsters with the Mendez brothers, Lyle and Eric.
Mendez brothers. It's Mendez brothers?
I thought it was
Menendez.
Check it out. But anyways, I want to be able to.
It's Menendez.
I want to watch that one because they, for what Ryan Murphy said, was that they did a lot of research in regards not just on their trial part, but also background on the parents and the family. So I haven't started that, but I want to start it. I'm halfway into the Mr. McMahon documentary. It's really good. I originally thought that it was just going to be...
Oh, Vincent McMahon, WWE?
Yeah.
You might want to, like, give a little background for people just in case they don't know.
Oh, Mr. McMahon, my bad. The WWE founder and former CEO.
Well, now we already said it. We know
Mr.
now.
McMahon. Well, I'm on episode 3. I really just thought it was going to be based off, like, the whole allegations, his lawsuits. But it really gets into depth of, like, where he started from, how he built up the company, what the wrestlers and superstars thought about him, his competitors from other networks thought about him as a person and as, like, a business owner. I'm only halfway through, so I haven't really finished it yet, but it's good. It's really good.
What else do I got? The smell of weed is not probable cause to search vehicle in the state of Illinois.
Okay. Okay, we need to send,
so now,
we need to send this nationwide.
Right? So now, simply smelling burnt cannabis, this is according to CBS News, does not give a police officer the right to conduct a warrantless search of an automobile. The Illinois State Supreme Court ruled last Thursday.
Bet. Mm-hmm. That's a win. That deserves a snap. Snap, snap, snap.
And the voting was unanimous.
As it should. Hey, babe.
Is it? Did you tell me?
No, I was talking to Joe. Was that Joe?
Oh, did you see him walk by?
No, I felt it in your face. You smiled. We were talking about the weed thing, and then he passes by, and you're like, ah, like if he's wearing gray sweatpants at this moment. Now you're picking up your glasses. This bitch. I can't with you. She's like, put them on slowly.
My merchandise.
Adios.
Let people see.
Adios.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, Go Season Go was gonna open up a
In the
store in
Northland, right?
North. I was like, what? And it looks real nice. Way better than the OG look, how they're stationed up.
That's OG, man. Their snack wraps are so good.
I've never
We just
tasted a
had one
Michael.
yesterday for
I
dinner.
only do gizzards and chicken breasts.
Do you like snack wraps? Their
Yeah, I like it back
snack wraps
whenever
are
at
good.
McDonald's.
So you get, nah, you need to go get that one. It's like $3, but it's so good. It's like this big stick.
Okay. Oh, you know we like them big.
We do. So you get, this is the chicken tender, cheese, and whatever dressing. Joe likes it with juice sauce. I sometimes like it with juice sauce, but I prefer mine with honey mustard. You can do honey mustard, ranch, barbecue sauce, G sauce. So good. So good.
Are your mama salsa? So speaking about food, when are we gonna get another Carmen's Creations?
I literally just went on a rant today about that. I'm like, I'm a non-committal bitch. The podcast is seriously the longest. Oh, and my marriage. I mean, my husband. Longest committed relationships I've been in. The podcast and my husband.
Hey.
I wanted to
Damn.
talk about Mark Robinson from North Carolina, the current lieutenant governor. Did you hear about
Of
this?
where?
Mark Robinson, did you hear about
Why
this?
does that name sound so familiar?
Because he has been in the news a lot for some racist comments that he made, but also it was racist comments that he made allegedly on a porn site.
No, I didn't hear that.
He was calling himself like the black Hitler. Hold on, I'm gonna see. Oh no,
Is this
not
the
black
one
Hitler. I
that
apologize. I'm
Trump?
a black Nazi, not Hitler. I'm a black Nazi.
Is that
Same
the one
shit, same thing.
that Trump was endorsing?
Yes,
Okay, I know
but
what you're
now
talking about.
they won't in a roundabout way. They're saying that, but the vast majority of his staff has pretty much resigned.
As they should.
They've had canceled events, erased endorsements. He has since deleted the tweets, obviously. But Fino, I'm like, I did a little bit of studying on this guy. He's a fucking douchebag. I don't even know how he made it this far in this in his political career. The shit he got away with. I'm
Yeah, let's put
surprised. I'm very,
it.
very surprised. Very, 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 very fucking surprised. So I just hold on. I'm trying to. Oh yeah. So he's become political. This is according to CNN. Politically toxic since CNN reported on dozens of inflammatory comments he made on a pornographic website board more than a decade ago, including referring to himself as a black Nazi, expressing support for slavery. Mind you, this is a black man. And making other lewd and sexual explicit remarks.
What the
At
fuck?
least 10
That's
Republicans and conservative groups have either canceled events with Robinson or erased their digital footprints to distance themselves from the man they will share a ballot with in November.
Ay, Dios, where is this crazy world
Speaking
coming
of, since we're on the politics train, did you hear the rumors that were going around about that aide that was working for Trump, Laura Loomer?
No.
Dude, I need you to get on the right side of TikTok. Seriously, please. You need to get on the right side of TikTok. I want to know what your For You page looks like. I'm genuinely curious.
Food.
I mean, I have food on mine too.
Mind, but I mean, I'm barely on it at most times. But and when I'm on it, I'm just double clicking food or dances.
My gosh. So there is this like she is a diehard Trump supporter, like, and she is racist as fuck, like racist as fuck. Like she here, one of the comments she said that if Kamala Harris makes it into office. The White House is going to smell like, and obviously I'm paraphrasing here, the White House is going to smell like curry.
Okay, I heard about her.
And yes, her. Like, and if Marjorie
Greene
is
Taylor Greene.
Thank you. Taylor Greene is calling you out and saying, yo, bitch, calm the fuck down. Like, you even a little too racist for me. Something's wrong. So, but right. But the rumor was that she was sleeping with Trump on the campaign trail.
I believe it. I believe
because
it.
Because Melania is nowhere to be seen. She's nowhere to be seen.
She's coming out of the book. Oh. Did you hear that?
No.
She's coming out of the book. And in the book, she was defending herself of being, I guess, I wouldn't say a porn star, but basically being a porn star. Because she goes, like, at that time, I was just, I'm paraphrasing, of course, like you, where she said that my body is art, and I wanted to be able to show the world.
Isn't that in regards to her nude photos?
Yeah.
That's in regards to her nude photos.
She's just talking about it, and I'm just like, I go, girl, that was when you were back younger. We get it. We know it. But now that you're the first lady, you're just under
the scope. The fucking New York mayor.
I heard about the $10 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And we thought, what was his name? Rudolph? Is that his name?
Who?
He was on Trump's team. He was, like, an attorney for Trump.
Oh, I don't know.
I think the governor of New York or the mayor of New York.
Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy. That's his name.
Yeah, he's charged. So the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, is charged with bribery and fraud.
Up to $10 million.
Jeez. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Republicans that are saying, you know, bringing this stuff up, right? Yeah. And it's like, you're voting for a felon. You really have a leg to stand on. You're voting for the fucking person that can't even vote for himself.
Right, that's what somebody at a Harris rally had said.
Literally, you're voting for the person who can't even vote for themselves.
And what makes it, what was brought to light, and what made me just so baffled why Nicky Yam and Noelle were supporting him is
it's Nicola Yam.
Nicola,
because she's hot. You know what? He's deleted. He has since deleted everything associated with endorsing Trump.
But speaking about endorsements from Latino superstars, didn't Mana support him at one point?
That's what I thought too. So I went back and I looked at the post. I just couldn't remember if the caption on that post was like the original caption. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was. I think they supported Trump because I'm reading the comments, and a lot of them were like, no, Mana, not you guys. It was saying like Trump 2024. So I don't know if they just like thought about it or they saw how, I don't know. I genuinely feel like they at one point were going to support Trump because I remember seeing it on their Instagram.
Yes.
And it was their lead artist that was laying on the ground next to like this mural thing. And I remember I saw Trump's face, and I remember telling my husband, Joe, I was like, oh, no. Not Mana.
Because that was the year they went on the tour, and you were planning to go to Texas for their concert.
Yes. I was like, not Mana. Not fucking Mana. And I was so disappointed. I was so sad. And then when I went back with this whole Nicky Jam thing, and they said that they took away the collab with him, and I was like, well, that's weird, because I feel like they supported him.
Right.
I went back, and no, it's like it wasn't even...
And they don't support him anymore.
No.
But what I didn't get and I did not know was that Trump was trying to sell Puerto Rico. And I was like, you guys, this is your home. This was your home. And you're going to now support somebody who was basically giving away your...
Him trying to sell Puerto Rico. He did absolutely nothing.
Right.
When the hurricane hit.
Hurricane Maria was like one of the worst places. He went down there just to... around.
They literally
and I'm like,
found storage containers full of supplies
and
full of water.
He went to Pennsylvania and introduced Noel again. He goes like, we're gonna get the Puerto Rican vote. We're gonna from people who we don't even know
but
who they
know
are.
But you know what's crazy, and this is what baffles me. This is why I don't understand, especially Latinos voting for him. Puerto Ricans, like you knowing what he didn't do for your fucking country are still gonna vote for him. You're still saying that he's the best man for the fucking job. He's a literal outside, he's a outright racist.
Right.
Outright racist.
And I don't get it, because they go like, this one lady was talking about was like why she's gonna vote for Trump. She said, I'm doing it for border stance and for the economy. I'm like, what did he do to the economy?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
I'm like, you're over here writing about your taxes.
You know what's crazy is I will look at the videos that show hardcore fucking evidence that our economy was better when Trump was in office because of Biden. Hardcore fucking evidence that we are currently under Trump's tax plan until 2025.
Exactly.
Hardcore fucking evidence. And they don't believe it. Like, honestly, I feel like 20 years from now, we are going to start seeing documentaries
about this.
The cult that was Trump.
No, for real.
Oh, no.
And I can't wait.
Trump, the cult that was MAGA, because that's what it is. They're like, no, it's not a cult. I'm sorry. Where do you see a fucking Kamala Harris wedding? Where do you see a Kamala Harris themed birthday party? And you're going to tell me it's not a cult? Literally, those two things I've seen this week. I've seen a MAGA-themed wedding. Literally, somebody with the Trump mask, Trump 2024, whatever that fucking song is, dancing down the aisle at a fucking wedding. It's not a cult. And then you have the Trump-themed four-year-old birthday party.
Okay, I need to see this.
Oh,
I
I'll send it to you, and I'll post it on our story so that our people can see it.
Dang.
But to sit there and say that it's not a fucking cult, and it's crazy because we'll see, like, the Trump 24, we'll see all of the stuff, right, that MAGA proudly displays. But if they see a Harris wall sign, they tear it down. They spit on it. They try to burn it. Like the guy that they burned his boat because he had a Harris Walls flag. They burned his boat.
I know. Like,
this is honestly, it feels, and it's crazy because they're like, no, we're the loving, supporting, understanding client, the right side. No, you're not. And I can show you evidence to the contrary. They'll pull up a few radical leftists, you know, that may say some things out of pocket that the vast majority know how to fucking act. But then you guys got these fuckers with the KKK mask walking around protesting with the Trump supporters. Like,
the Proud Boys?
No, he had a literal KKK mask.
No, but I'm also, the Proud Boys too are walking around.
Yeah, and the Proud Boys.
Like
but then they want to arrest people for the pro-Palestine movement.
Yeah.
They want to mace and arrest people for the Black Lives Matter movement. But the Proud Boys can walk the streets with their masks
of Nashville, Tennessee,
with their guns on
and their masks on.
Nothing fucking happens to them. How is that okay? How is that okay? And the reason why I feel like this election is so important and it's really showing people's true colors is because the white people are afraid. They're afraid because the people of color are finally getting a voice. They're finally defending themselves. They're finally speaking up for themselves and they're fucking scared. And I'm gonna call them out. I'm tired of it. Joe was like, when I did the reel of everybody who laughed at that post of Marcellus Williams dying.
I seen that one.
Went to their profile, screenshot of their profile, and yep, you can see a slideshow of their fucking faces. Because if you are proud enough to laugh at a public post, then you are proud enough to get ridiculed by the public.
For real. Did you watch the YouTube where the one liberal versus 20 yes. Trump supporters? I watched it too.
I follow both of them. I follow Parker and Bean on TikTok. They're amazing.
The girl cracked me up because at the end of her rant was like, but I don't hate women. I think women are good. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I go, because she
literally is one of the few Annette, not a few, she's one of the many Annettes who believe that Kamala Harris slept her way to the top.
Like, what?
The so girl. In my mind, that equates to, now you think that every woman who's in a position of power slept her way to the top, right? Because she's in a position of power. Like,
And at the
Seriously?
end, she tried to defend herself. She goes like, I don't think that's all. I'm like, girl, just stop.
Like,
Just stop. And then what was his name? What was his name? Omar? Omar was a douche. I goes like, bro, you don't even know anything. What the heck did you come
I
on
don't know.
this?
I don't think I watched all of it. I watched like bits of it.
I watched the whole thing. Well, I didn't watch it. I listened to the whole thing.
I hate like
Hate's
stuff
a
like
very
that
strong word.
irritates me because I'm just like, dude, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up.
No, I laughed. I laughed and I sat there. I'm just like, okay, because I mean, some of them, I was some of them who are knowledgeable have their points, and I definitely understood, and I definitely understood where they're coming from. But the majority of them, they came up. I'm just like, you guys are just arguing just to argue. Like a lady would not let it, like she would ask questions,
Yes,
and
he's
she wouldn't let him
the
answer. Right? I'm just like, lady, you're not even letting him answer. Well, you got a whole 20 minutes to talk about. I'm just, yeah, you're asking questions. And then another one goes, he's so pissed. Answer yes or no. Answer yes or no. Oh, I need it. Let me talk first. I was like, you guys are just there to argue. And nah, it was just too funny.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the panda dogs.
From in China?
Yes.
The fact that they confirmed that they were actual dogs and not pandas.
Chinese zoo, this is according to CNN Travel. Chinese zoo goes viral during lunch. Visitors painted pups. A zoo
At
in
first, I
China
didn't believe it.
has admitted its star attraction, two so-called pandas, are just painted dogs. The fluffy chow chow dogs, painted to resemble the county's or the country's beloved natural animal, were seen in video shot by a visitor to the zoo in southern Guangdong province. That's
Guangdong?
fucking. Why do
That
we
was
mispronounce it?
Funny. At first, I'm like, oh my God, here's I feel like I've heard this story already before. And then it was like coming up on my For You page, and I'm like, that does look like a dog. I go, I don't feel like a panda walks like that. And then I was like, oh damn, that's a dog. That's a straight up dog.
Yeah, that's it. What do you think about the conspiracy theories that say that some of the pandas are like people dressed as pandas, like
I
in
don't believe
the
it.
zoos? You don't think so?
No. When they, I feel like the last video I seen about that was more of like an AI. I feel like AI made that up. But I don't believe that they're gonna be people. I'm like, but in that, my head, I'm like, where are the pandas at? Because they just sent us up. They just sent to Washington, D.C. a panda, or a couple of pandas.
That is a good question. That
I'm
is
like,
a
are you guys
good
eating
question.
them or what's going on?
What else
But
do they
did you
want to
hear
know?
that the city of Springfield is suing Trump and
Did
Vance
advance, yeah.
for their
Don't even
stuff.
get me started on another rant because that in and of itself pisses me off. Because
Are they gonna
they're
have a
saying that
debate?
all Haitians, are undocumented. But my thing is like people can barely tell the difference between the different kinds of Latinos. How the fuck are they supposed to tell if someone's Haitian or not? If someone's Venezuelan or not? To them, every person is an illegal. That's not right.
Right.
Like, we are seriously going back to the 1950s and it fucking kills me. Like, and another reason why I want a gun. Another reason why I want a gun.
That's crazy that you say that because I was watching when I went on break, I seen a TikTok where a girl said that a older white man had came up to her and asked her if she was gonna vote. And she said, "Heck yeah, I'm gonna vote." He said, "Good, you should vote. Because if you don't vote for the right person, you're gonna be a slave again." Like, straight up, like, I mean, great for being blunt, sir,
No,
but you gotta work
not
on the,
great
are
for
you gotta,
being blunt. Not
no,
great
no,
for
no, no,
being
wait, wait,
blunt.
no, you're cutting me off first. I'm like, great for being blunt, sir, but you gotta pick and choose your words and how you say them to people because you don't know how they're gonna react. Like, the fact that you went into a general store and said that to like a person of color,
Yeah.
like, back the fuck up. Like, nah, like you said it to the wrong person, you got beat down. You didn't let me finish before you started.
I was like, what you mean? Like, absolutely not. You like that's exactly what I mean. Like that people have become a little too comfortable with showing their racism. And guess where they're getting this this nonsense from?
That homie with the damn.
The person that is running to be the president of the United States of America. So when people say that we shouldn't lose friendships over who you're voting for, we shouldn't lose family members over who you're voting for. Yes, the fuck we should. Because if you can look at me and tell me that you are going to vote for the person who says that we need to get these people out of here to I can't even explain
You're
it.
like,
Like you have
you gotta get out of here. The cows are here. You gotta leave.
but that's what I'm saying, because in white people's eyes, if you're not white, you're fucking illegal. The Venezuelans look like fucking Mexicans. They look like El Salvadorians. They look like Guatemalans. White people can't fuck. We can barely tell the difference, let alone white people. The same things with blacks. Like, they can't tell the difference between Haitians or African Americans, like true Africans from Africa, Americans.
Right.
Jamaicans. In their eyes, they're fucking black. In their eyes, they're fucking brown. So in their eyes, they're all fucking illegal. And guess who made that okay? The guy running for president of this country. So yeah, it
And
is personal. Yeah,
his
I
betting
will cut ties
partner.
if you're voting for Trump. It's that simple. It's that fucking simple. Because at this point, it's not about policies. It's about principle. It's about morals. It's about who you stand for as a person. Fuck his policies. You can
He
literally
doesn't have any.
sit there and tell me that you can put that man in a position of
But
power.
he doesn't have
That
any.
man, that if you don't ask him a question that he likes, will literally tell you, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out.
But he doesn't have any. He doesn't have, I don't feel like when you ask, like, does Donald Trump have policies? He doesn't
Yeah.
have any.
He
Because
has a concept. He
he
has a
can't even
concept of a policy. He has a concept of a fucking plan.
he
That's
can't
what he
even
has.
explain what policies he is. He probably didn't even know the definition of a policy.
Right.
Like, it goes all the way back to healthcare,
He's
back
talking
into
about tariffs, talking about he's gonna put 200% tariffs on John Deere. Who the fuck do you think is gonna pay for that in the long run?
us. Well, I'm not.
Who the fuck do you think
But
is gonna
people
pay for
who
the tariffs when he taxed the American people with
farmers.
tariffs? You know that if he puts tariffs on us, we're gonna have to pay like an additional $6,200 a month or a year. An additional $6,200 a year in
He
taxes. We're
doesn't.
not gonna get nothing back. We're paying more money into the fucking government.
For the big corporations.
But again, people want to vote for this man, and I, for the life of me, I'm telling you, 20 years from now, there is going to be documentaries out the fucking ass. 10 years from now, documentaries out the fucking ass. Trump, the cult that was
I don't think
MAGA, or
it's going to
MAGA,
be
the
10
cult that
years.
was Trump.
I think it's going to be like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. It's going to
No,
be
they have to let
soon.
the dust settle. Like, you gotta let the dust settle. It'll be 10 years because you know why? Those dumb fuckers are gonna still have the flags and the Make America Great Again hats and the memorabilia is like a fucking shrine because they idolize this fucking man. They idolize him. Saying that, oh, he came here to rescue us, he's our savior, blah, 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 blah. You know,
The
because now that I'm on the court,
Antichrist.
my literal favorite thing is to take their Bible scriptures and post them in the comments on shit that they deem Christ-like.
Right.
Your Bible doesn't say the way you're acting is Christ-like. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Oh,
No, for real.
you're saying that Kamala Harris is, you know, a whore? Oh, okay, would you say that in front of Jesus Christ? No, the fuck you wouldn't, bitch. Shut the fuck up. And a lot of these Christian men are on the DL. That's
Right.
the thing that kills me.
Like, hello, we do we need to go back to Minnesota for the RNC when Grindr shut down?
You need to watch The Secret Life of Mormon Moms.
You said you didn't like that
Well,
show.
Joe and I, we watched a little bit of it, now we're stuck on it. But listen, Whitney's husband,
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
you can't tell me he's not. You can't
Watch
tell
it.
me. You can't tell me he's not.
I have to watch it. But also, I know I should have said this a long time ago, and I'm sorry I waited until the end to say this, but happy belated 2 year anniversary to
My
our amigos. Yes.
who?
Betsy and Tony. But
Yeah, it was on Monday.
happy anniversary, you guys. We love you. But yeah, that's basically it.
I know this
Or
is
is that
funny
all you
for
have?
hour.
It was
I
good.
wanted a little bit, I wanted something a little lighter than
It's the season.
The world.
I really, it shouldn't be the ones where they talk about weekly when it's like the one that they talk about the presidential race.
No, we had a lot of topics that weren't just about the presidential stuff.
But I feel like most of it was that, was what's his face. Oh, but before you cut me off, Vance and Tim Walz, are they going to do a debate?
They're supposed to. I think it's coming up like sometime next week or this week.
Okay, because I have not heard anything about it, and I'm really curious about their that debate itself as well.
Oh, that'll be good, because J.D. Vance right. doesn't look like it's going to be... All right, let's see. Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday? Bad. Streaming on where? On...
I'm sure Peacock? You can find it, like, on the major...
What was the last one on?
ABC.
But it was streaming live somewhere.
On Peacock, on Hulu.
Okay. You
probably watch it wherever, honestly.
Probably Peacock.
Yeah.
Then. I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah. It's how to watch the Vance Waltz vice presidential debate. It probably, like, on CBS or something.
Shit, I can't watch it.
Why?
Because I'm gonna go see Nicki.
Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
You know she's not a U.S. citizen? I'm just kidding.
Don't get that started in our airwaves.
Actually, I heard she wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Back in when she first started, that's what I heard too. Because she's from...
I thought she just... I thought she...
President?
Just admitted it.
I didn't hear that. Where is she from?
No, she's not a U.S. citizen.
She's not?
No.
So she's just a resident or a permanent permanent citizen?
She was born in Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad.
She's an undocumented immigrant.
She can't be undocumented. She's very out there.
It says right here, I came into this country as an illegal immigrant at 5 years old.
But now she's working her way through the process of becoming legalized.
She pays millions in taxes. She must have like a work visa or something. But yeah, she's not. She's after 36 years.
I feel like that's opening a rabbit hole that I don't want to get into right now. Because I'm just like, I feel like this conversation can go more into, we'll have to talk about that at a later time.
What do you mean? She's not a citizen. You know, Elon Musk wasn't a citizen when he started making all his deals.
Well, no, I'm just simply saying, like, okay, we'll get to the rabbit hole. Is that she isn't a citizen of the United States, but yet she's marrying a sex offender. So if something happens between him and she's with him, then that can just go creates a problem for her. Where she'll then have to get deported.
I doubt it. She's been in enough legal trouble, Fino. She would have been deported a long time ago.
What other legal trouble? Because I feel like she's squeaky clean. She's a saint in my eyes.
Yeah. She can do no harm. She's marrying a sex offender. Or she's married to a sex offender. She can do no wrong.
Exactly.
Okay. Does she have an arrest record?
I mean, the only thing that I've heard about her is that fight between her and Cardi.
Nicki Minaj was released hours after recording her arrest in Amsterdam for allegedly carrying drugs.
Oh, that might have happened overseas.
That's even worse. What do you mean?
That is not in the United States.
Yeah, but that's even worse. She was arrested in the Netherlands.
Again, overseas.
Let's see here. I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna look in this because I don't want to just keep, staring into
the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole.
All right.
You ready to log us off? I'm hella sleepy.
This is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you are listening to
Men in the Mill. Let go.
Bye. Bye.